escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tight end you and all this other stuff. And then you're realizing, I'm like, the Chiefs, once again, and I think I thought about it at the draft, but then I got hung up on the running backs and some other spots that seemed to matter. They did nothing to future address their aging tight end, who Patrick Mahomes this offseason has said, if it's his last year, he's not acting that way. Travis Kelce's not committed to it being his last year. He's obviously worked hard to get in even better shape than he normally is and all this other stuff that kind of goes with it. The lack of future plan in tight end does make me wonder more than ever. I got 2 years left of Travis Kelce. I'm in like 30-35% officially. I've moved up that there's 2 more years left of Travis Kelce. Not one, because of the lack of future planning always makes me wonder, do they know something we don't? Do they feel a certain way that we don't? Because the only future planning you could argue is the Noah Gray extension, which I could say they might have signed even if they knew Travis Kelce was going to stay here a couple of years.
Obviously, we know Kelce's contract is up at the end of the season. We played, I think when you were gone, Cody, Kelce spoke and was not closing the door on playing past this season or anything like that. Just said, hey, my contract's up at this year, and then we'll kind of see where things are at. I think a lot of it's going to be dictated on the end result of the season, his performance and his health, obviously. Sure. Let's remember, too, the financial element to this. I think we both agree that if he doesn't play in Kansas City, then he's not playing anywhere. He's going to retire as a Chief one way or the other.
Agreed.
So I think the Noah Gray extension, if you told me, though, do they have a plan for 2 years beyond this? And I would say right now that would be clearly Noah Gray because of the extension.
That would be the last year of his extension, wouldn't it?
I think it would go into the final year of it. Yeah. Noah Gray had last year 40 catches, 437. If you told me that Noah Gray had to be the starting tight end in 2026, I think he could be a 650 yard tight end for them, and they would need to draft one for the future after that. Well, I mean, other than that, yeah, I mean, we're talking about Jared Wiley, who they liked last year, but he got hurt. He's still recovering from an injury. And then it's just a bunch of dudes. Let's be real.
Yeah,
like Jake Brenningstuhl, who people at camp will act like he's going to be a future Hall of Famer because he makes a great catch. There's not no disrespect to him, but that'll be the story. And then the all name team, Jaquarius Spivey, who they also signed.
I don't think that matters. And look, I understand, like, they took Jared Wiley and we didn't get to see him play. I got to be honest, when we're talking like solutions for long-term plans, let's just talk left tackle, wide receiver. I don't know. Half of the positions, 70% of the positions, I would say. If you take him in the fourth round, that's not future planning. That's taking shots. Like, you're taking a shot at Jared Wiley. That's take fourth-round tight ends because you're like, you're planning on getting a good blocker in run fits.
You're not
looking for your solution at tight end. I'm not saying you can't find it there occasionally, but you're not actively looking for the long-term solution at that. You're taking chances.
I think we have to realize, too, though, we've been fortunate in Kansas City over the last 30 years. They've ended up with two of the greatest tight ends of NFL history.
Greatest.
That does not happen. There was a gap. I get it. Gonzalez left, and they drafted guys like Brad Cottom and others, and so it wasn't directly Travis Kelce. But that gap was pretty short.
Cottom here is,
so
what
I think we have to change our minds. Look, I hope we fast forward 3 years, two years from now, and they have found the next best tight end in football and the next top 10 tight end and all that. I hope that's the case, but that's not usually how it goes for most franchises. So when you're asking, have they found a replacement years down the road? Noah Gray is under contract this year. He's under contract in 2026
and seven,
and in 2027. So if you tell me that they have a league average tight end for 2 years, that's what most teams have. I know we're not used to that in Kansas City.
You're saying that's enough future planning
and
to cover
can
it.
Still, and if there's a year in a draft where they love a tight end, then go spend a premium pick then. Maybe it's next year. Maybe it's in 2026. But in 2026, if you told me they're starting tight end, while it wouldn't be Travis Kelce necessarily, but it was Noah Gray, I'd say, yeah, they have a league average tight end. Most teams are fine with that, especially if Worthy ends up developing the way we think he is. If Rice bounces back, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it's like this problem that that they don't have the best tight end in football.
I'm not even saying
every
that.
Single
just,
year.
The lack of planning makes me wonder whether or not it is. And maybe the plan is, and I see the text line say this, and I had written this in the rundown too, from the 620, I just think their solution is Rice and Worthy. And that they're going to steer away from, we have tight ends, and instead I shouldn't be looking at the tight ends they have under contract, but instead they have spent a second and a first round pick on wide receivers each of the last 2 years, and they're going to go about it the more normal way for the reason
tight
you
end
just
play,
mentioned.
Yes. And, but you're going to have hopefully some top tier wide receiver play.
Yeah, and if that's the plan, that would actually, I actually buy that more than their plan is just Noah Gray. A 3-year extension, 2 years of control, and I'll just be honest, typical contracts, the last year of the deal means nothing. So, like, in my opinion, they only really have 1 year after this one left of Noah Gray. The last year of an NFL contract, do you know how rarely the last year of any NFL contract actually gets played as is? It's so few. So, like, we can point out that he's under contract for that, but under normal circumstances, we would be talking about that year like it doesn't mean anything.
How
rookie deals.
How young is Noah Gray? Like, what is he, like, 27, 28? Because I think that if Rashee and
he is 26.
If Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy are part of the solution, I think Noah Gray is included in that, but they're not relying on Noah Gray to replace Travis Kelce as much as he's
that's crazy.
He's just the fourth option. He would become the third or fourth option in your offense, which is just a mediocre, solid 700 yard tight end.
I think his ceiling's a league average tight end.
Yeah, someone said, why aren't you acknowledging Jared Wiley? Guys, let's just be realistic. We haven't seen him play, so he can be a pleasant surprise. He's coming back from an injury, acting like he is the future plan, like definitively, or anything like that would be crazy. Crazy. He was drafted, as Cody mentioned, in the fourth round, and he missed basically the entire season due to injury. So counting on him for the future, like, that's just why are we not factoring him in? Because it was a wild card even if he was healthy last year.
Can I point out the other thing about Jared Wiley that I guess the text line seems to be ignoring? He was a blocking tight end in college, not a receiving tight end. He played 5 years of college football. Five! He played in 60 games! And had 1,000 yards. He's Travis Kelce now? Hell, he's not even Noah Gray. They shouldn't even be lumped in together. He is a blocking tight end. I'll just tell you right now, this is something that is different than probably the way we operate because we're not in the building, and the way fans operate for the things I think you pointed out before, Cole, which is like the fantasy football aspect of football. Teams, NFL teams, value blocking tight ends more than we care about them.
No,
they'll take blocking tight ends in the fourth or fifth round.
What we also do sometimes is, well, Travis Kelce was hurt his rookie year. So Travis Kelce, I think we all know based on his career, he's kind of the outlier. He's literally the greatest tight end in NFL history. So trying to make a comp and say like, oh, it's the same path for Jared Wiley.
That's like anytime a bad quarterback has a bad rookie year, they're like, Peyton Manning threw a lot of picks when he was a rookie. You're like, okay, sure.
You can always find it. Brock Purdy was drafted as Mr. Irrelevant. So if pick a franchise drafts a quarterback in the seventh round, he might be just as good as Brock Purdy.
It's like the Breshard Smith conversation in a way with Isaiah Pacheco, where, I mean, I think he actually has a legitimate shot to get playing time, where Jared Wiley, to your point, Cody, it's not who he is. Yeah.
I got nothing against him as a player, and I hope that he works out, but he's a blocking tight.
Last year at camp, in fairness, we talked about him before the injury, and what did we say? We said, hey, he can help them in the red zone. And that could still be the case, but anything more than that right now, considering the injury, I think would be very, very optimistic and completely a dart throw. But we did have conversations at camp that, hey, maybe this is a guy that helps him in the red zone. He didn't have an opportunity to do that. But then if that's what we think he is, and we're back in the same Jody Fortson type of category conversations we had for 3 years on this show and with everybody.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.